Sometimes we need change in life. We need a change of direction. We need a change of heart. Sometimes we just need a change of who we are. The question is, how do you change? And how do you change in such a way that glorifies God? When you decide to change, you should do this. Do exactly what Christ did. You humble yourself. You commit yourself to prayer. Because in the midst of prayer, you need to realize that you are never alone. When you pray, God the Father is with you. When you pray, Jesus Christ, our Savior, forgives you and presents you righteous before the Father. When you truly humble yourself, Christ Himself presents you to the Father, forgiven and redeemed. When you pray and humble yourself, you are in the very presence of God, forgiven, and you realize that you are His child. And that He loves you. And God gives you His Holy Spirit to confirm His presence in you. When you need to change in life, it requires prayer. In the book of Luke, chapter 9, some days after these sayings, He took along Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while He was praying, the appearance of His face became different, and His clothing became white and gleaming. And behold, two men were talking with Him, and they were Moses and Elijah, who appearing in glory were speaking of His departure, which He was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw His glory and the two men standing with Him. And as these were leaving Him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not realizing what He was saying. And while He was saying this, a cloud formed and began to overshadow them. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. Then a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is My Son, My chosen one. Listen to Him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and reported to no one in those days any of those things which they had seen. When you need to change or change something in your life or around you, do what Jesus did. He committed Himself to pray. And it says He went up on the mountain to pray. But what happens when you pray? While He was praying, the appearance of His face became different. I think that is so beautiful. Because when you truly pray, you enter into the very presence of God. And your whole appearance changes. And you know what I'm talking about. When you meet people, you can tell certain people are Christians because their countenance reveals God. So when you pray today, go find a lonely place, a hidden place, and humble yourself before God. And as you do this, you will find that your appearance will change. You'll be taken into the presence of God. You will be renewed. You will be lifted up. You will be given wisdom, compassion, and guidance. But remember these closing words. That a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." When you pray today, Jesus Christ, through the presence of his Holy Spirit, will speak to you. And you need to listen to him. And then be obedient to what God is calling you to do. With your obedience, God will give you strength and power. Father, thank you for your child, even now speaking to them with your Holy Spirit. Guide them to that quiet place. In that lonely place where they can bow down before you and take away the loneliness and fill it with your presence and your goodness. You guide your child today. You give your child strength today and lift them up. Amen.